the Doha waterfront, called the Corniche, will host a month-long carnival during Qatar 2022. The primary artery for cars will be transformed into a pedestrian-only entertainment district for an estimated 1.2 million fans.
It's an extraordinary experience if we talk about having people walk on the street, you know, having the street all pedestrianized, waterfront, with all kiosks, with all shops, restaurants, cafes, lighting. It's an enjoyable space, I would believe.
The compact nature of this year's World Cup means traffic congestion in a condensed area, as people travel around a small country where most of the population lives in the capital.
The hope is as many as half the fans attending matches will use Doha Metro. It debuted in 2019. 110 cars will make up to 700,000 trips each day.
The red line can carry 1,000 people every 165 seconds, which can handle the demand of the spectator. But anyhow, like, this is the nature of the tournament, all the spectators should expect some delays.
Controlling crowds and keeping the peace at football's premier event is every host country's greatest challenge. Nearly 50,000 security personnel have been trained, and multiple exercises have been held with international partners to prepare for Qatar 2022.
We work hand in hand with FIFA. We are confident with the plans that we have in place. Safety and security for us is of the utmost importance.
Whether it's navigating the journey or the crowds, at a match or concert, the organizing committee says planning and patience will create an enjoyable and safe World Cup experience for all. Natasha Ganane, Al Jazeera, Doha.